Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Hiney Maynish. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Ogden. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Ogden. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jim Cronin. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hiney Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue scores. Maynish moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley misplays the ball. That's an error on Boley. Maynish moves to third. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Farrell scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Blue steals second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up off the glove of Melillo, and into shallow right field. Fox reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. Hale moves to second. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McGowan. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. Boley goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Athletics. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schultz hits a line drive into left field. Simmons picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Simmons. Schultz moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-1 in the game. McGowan hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogden hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue is hit by the pitch. Farrell moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. Blue moves to second. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rommel hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schultz hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-2 in the game. McGowan hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haas bunts towards the mound. Ogden juggles the ball. That's an error on Ogden. Cronin moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran bunts towards the mound. Ogden picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Ogden. Cronin scores. Haas goes all the way around to score. Cochran moves to third. It's 6-2, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran tags and scores. One out. It's 7-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Hale reaches second base with a double. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ogden, and towards Kress, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Red Badgero pinch hits for Jack Ogden. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Blue reaches second base with a double. Farrell moves to third. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rommel strikes out. One out. Jim Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannan now playing second base. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 3 in the game. McGowan hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. McGowan reaches second base with a double. Kress goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Athletics. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Rommel covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress can't make a play. That's a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran tags and scores. One out. It's 9-3, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to second. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Hale moves to second. It's 10-3, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Boley reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. It's 11-3, Athletics. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0 for 3 in the game. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Shang reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. Shang moves to third. Two outs. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Ed Rhodes now playing first base. Lendondero now playing third base. Jim Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin strikes out. 1 out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dondero fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.